President Trump's primetime speech last night to Congress, which was broadcast live on all of the big brand name networks, interrupting their regularly scheduled programming to reach the normies, was probably his best speech ever. Technically, it was not the State of the Union address. A lot of people are calling it that. Technically, it is the address to the joint session of Congress. A State of the Union address occurs after a president has been in office for about a year. So that will occur next year. But whatever you want to call it, it was brilliant. And the Democrats look like complete clowns. Here he is entering the House chamber. And you can see a lunatic Democrat there has a sign protesting, saying this is not normal. Well, of course, they're not normal. And just wait for it. Another guest there. I don't know who this is. Then sees the sign, takes it, and throws it away. Bye-bye! Then he proceeded to hit home run after home run after home run, humiliating the Democrats right to their face.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
Look at him sitting there, stewing in their anger. At one point, he started listing off all of the waste, fraud, and abuse that DOGE has been discovering, of course, further angering the Democrats.
$40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender. This is real.
Actually, that program probably should stay because it sounds like those are some rogue scientists searching for a, well, you're not allowed to say a cure for transgenderism or other sexual orientation disorders, but it sounds like that's what they're doing. I've covered these rat experiments in the past. I don't want to go off into a big tangent in this video, but they have discovered that by artificially increasing the estrogen level in the wombs of pregnant rats, they can make the rats gay or transgender because it rewires their brains, the male rats, because their brains are being bathed in too much estrogen. And the evidence is pointing that that's what's happening in many cases with the transgender humans, but you're not supposed to talk about that because, again, then you're a Nazi eugenicist and there's nothing wrong with them at all. They're amazing heroes. They're the next phase of human evolution and the civil rights leaders. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Back to the speech.
With no end in sight, the United States has sent hundreds of billions of dollars to support Ukraine's defense.
And Israel, of course, but can't talk about that.
With no security, with no anything.
Those are Democrats applauding the only time that they ever applauded during the entire speech. But wait for it. Yay, wasting hundreds of billions of tax dollars on a war halfway around the world again. Things that the Democrats used to oppose. I'm sure there's some neocons applauding there as well.
Do you want to keep it going for another 5 years? Yeah, you would say Pocahontas says yes.
But Pocahontas's and the Democrats' joy would soon fade because President Trump went no holds barred.
My administration is also working to protect our children from toxic ideologies in our schools. A few years ago, January Little John and her husband discovered that their daughter's school had secretly socially transitioned their 13-year-old little girl. Teachers and administrators conspired to deceive January and her husband while encouraging her daughter to use a new name and pronouns. They, them pronoun, actually. All without telling January, who is here tonight and is now a courageous advocate against this form of child abuse. January, thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Remember when these topics were considered to be fringe topics, when only us independent, crazy YouTubers were talking about them, and we were framed as being out of touch and just nitpicking isolated instances?
Because we're getting wokeness out of our schools and out of our military, and it's already out, and it's out of our society. We don't want it.
Well, it's not out, but we're working on it, sir, but we get the point. We appreciate the support.
Wokeness is trouble. Wokeness is bad. It's gone.
It's a mental illness.
It's gone.
It's a social cancer. It's satanic.
And we feel so much better for it, don't we?
Yes.
Don't we feel better?
We're making progress. It's definitely not gone. We got a lot of work to do, but finally, conservatives have grown a spine. In order to protest President Trump's speech, a bunch of dimwit Democrats brought signs with them, looking like they were at a silent auction, which read, "False, Musk steals, and lies." Because they're not just in denial about all the waste, fraud, and abuse that has been going on, that Doge is discovering more by the day. They are obviously encouraging it and love it.
Over 130,000 people, according to the Social Security databases, are age over 160 years old. Hmm. We have a healthier country than I thought, Bobby. And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad, and it just shouldn't be this way.
The Democrats were so upset that Congressman Al Green, the human Sasquatch, stood up and interrupted Trump's speech and wouldn't sit down.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir.
He's saying there's no mandate. This was after President Trump pointed out that we won the Electoral College and the popular vote and the House and the Senate.
Take your seat. Find it that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum. The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Should be arrested for disorderly conduct. None of his fellow Democrats were telling him to shut up, telling him to sit down. They just sat there completely silent, endorsing what he was doing. And at this point, they should literally just manhandle him and just pick him up and drag him out of the building. This is an embarrassment. This is weakness. It's time to go Cobra Kai on the Democrats and show no mercy. Again, at this point, they literally should have been dragging him out of the building. Many of the Democrat women, including that one who identifies as a woman and calls themselves Sarah McBride, the first transgender person in Congress, wore pink to supposedly signify that they support women, even though they actually don't support women because they oppose stopping biological men from competing against women in sports and from invading their personal spaces in places like bathrooms and showers. And their dumb little placards made for some fun photoshopping by the meme makers, resulting in memes like this and this. This is not a meme, however. This is Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who pretends that she's a Muslim even though she doesn't believe in or do anything that actual Muslims do, because Muslims aren't liberals. Muslims don't support the LGBT community. And apparently she just came there with her laundry wrapped around her head. Real Muslims do what the ones who took over that city council in that Michigan city, don't know how to pronounce it, Hamtramck or something. Well, they literally just took over the city council, and then they banned the pride flag from being displayed on public property, which is now a common occurrence in most cities across the country, leaving many of the Ivy League liberals who thought that they were just some poor minorities who fit into their intersectional worldview of oppression, made them feel a sense of betrayal. And the Democrat foot soldiers look like they're just about all protested out, because this is the crowd that showed up in order to protest President Trump's speech in Congress. And get a load of what this California Democrat said, Representative Sidney Komlagar Dove.
You don't care about this country, and that is unacceptable if you claim to be the president of the United States. So we are here. We are not going anywhere. We are going to continue to fight back, and we are going to continue to speak lies to his truth, to his stealing, and to his cheating.
Of course you're going to continue to speak lies to President Trump's truths. And I'll continue to post uncomfortable truths over on my Locals page, which would cause problems if they're posted on the big tech platforms. And it's a great way to sponsor my channel for $5 a month. So head on over to markdice.locals.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.